Simon Finnegan talks injuries, recruitment, Widnes' recent form and standout players. Hello and welcome to Widnes Rugby Chat episode 51. Apologies, it's been a few weeks since the last episode. I had to isolate for the middle of the month and I missed the Sheffield game, although I watched it on our league, of course. Widnes' recent form has been good, despite the defeat to Featherstone in the 1895 Cup semi-final. A lot of positives taken from that match, and that's fed into the following matches as well. Unlucky to lose at home to London Broncos, and then, of course, leading up to that brilliant win at Oddsall on Sunday away at Bradford. In this episode of the podcast, I've caught up with Simon Finnegan for a chat for the first time in a few weeks, and he talks all about that win over Bradford, gives an update on the injury situation involving the likes of Logan Tompkins, Connor Dwyer and a few others, and then looks ahead to another important trip to Yorkshire this weekend against Halifax. Thanks, as always, to the sponsors of the podcast, which are PD Law Solicitors, Arnold Gore's Financial Management, Parklands and Whistle. I'll go straight into the interview. No more from me in this episode. You'll be glad to hear just me asking questions to Simon Finnegan. Please do, as ever, like, subscribe, comment wherever you see the podcast. And don't forget to leave a comment too. Let us know what you think of the interview and, of course, anything you want to see in any future episodes.
The stamp duty holiday is being extended on all properties until the end of June. So if you're thinking of moving house, make sure you instruct your local solicitors, PD Law, for all your conveyancing needs.
So you must have been really pleased with the performance at Bradford and the result, of course.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I spoke after. I thought, in terms of our performance, yeah, it was really good. I thought, you know, our defence was really good. They tested us quite early on. I thought they had a few good ball sets, but we seemed to hold up to that. And again, I thought, overall, that was probably a really good performance.
What did you make of the pitch situation? Did you talk about that before the game or...?
Well, I mean, we put the dimensions onto our pitch, so we trained on the Friday with the dimensions from the Bradford pitch. But I mean, in all honesty, it probably, I think they suffer from it as well. I think they would much prefer a wider pitch considering some of the attacking threats they've got. I don't think it suits them at all, but yeah, I mean, it is what it is, isn't it? It's not ideal, but it just probably disrupts the flow of the game for both teams. I don't think you get a proper, genuine spectacle of what teams could really do, their capacity and attack. But again, I think it really affects them as well, because I'm sure with the players they've got, they'd like to open the pitch up a little bit more, especially with Pickerskill out the back and people like that. I don't think you're seeing the best of him.
Yeah, because I mean, I watched the game from behind the post, so obviously I could see it probably, you know, obviously more perhaps than what you could maybe see from the side. And it almost felt like as soon as the ball went out to a pivot or a halfback, it was almost like they didn't have any more space to do anything. So like you say, whereas normally you'd have the fullback coming round the outside, he would have literally been on the touchline if he'd have come round. That's almost what it felt like. But it seemed that you were trying to do a few inside ball moves and stuff. And old Jack went on the inside a few times. So you could sort of see that you'd work. But in many ways, did it suit you, the forwards as well, in terms of your middles, because everything was a lot tighter? Did that suit you a bit more?
Yeah, possibly. But then I thought the areas that they broke us down a little bit was around them areas. You know, I thought our concentration at times let us down a little bit around them areas. But I mean, our players, they're good at adapting to the scenarios. You know, we trained a little bit about different things on how we can break them down a little bit because of the size of the pitch. But again, you know, we've got some really good players that, when they're out there, they can understand the game, and if it's not working, they'll find ways to come up with the right plays. So I think, and when you look back at probably how they perform, they were probably a little bit more rattled with it, to be honest. I think they've got a youngish team. We have as well, but we probably got a little bit of experience in the areas they didn't, and that sort of told, because I thought our older players really adapted well to the type of game it was.
You must have been pleased as well, because you had a few bodies short yesterday, and you only used 15 of the 17, and that was probably a problem for you in the early part of the season. Whereas it showed that you can get the job done even when you've got bodies missing this time.
Yeah, I think the early part of the season has played a huge role in what we're doing now, because like you say, we've suffered them really bad injury crisis. We've had to play people out of position numerous times now, so it's not come as a shock to us. We're quite adaptable at having to do that. So obviously it's not ideal, but we're pretty good at being uncomfortable at the moment. And I think, again, that sort of showed with the opposition we played. I thought they struggled a little bit with it, people out of position and new players coming in. And we've got to that point now where we just get on with it and people step up and are used to it. So, yeah, it's not ideal playing with 15, but I didn't think yesterday was the right time to put people out of position in that type of game, especially with the pitch and how it was playing. You know, it was obviously a risk to play with 15. It's not something I want to do every week, but I just thought yesterday wasn't the right time to put people on in a different position. Like last week, I thought on our pitch, we could manage it a little bit better, and this week wasn't the week for it.
Yeah, and I suppose the drop goal did help a little bit, because it gave you that cushion. Because I think at halftime, I didn't think Bradford troubled Widnes at all in the game particularly. I thought Widnes always seemed fairly comfortable. But the York game was at the back of my mind. I was wondering were we going to see a similar thing to the York game where, because we'd run out of subs maybe 60, 65 minutes, but that cushion helped you sort of, I guess that gave you more confidence, did it, to manage the team in the way that you did in the second half?
Yeah, and I think it's a good point. I think Matty Smith really controlled the game in certain parts. It was a really clever play, to be honest, and it was set up a bit. I think the boys knew what was going on because Danny got himself into dummy half a couple of plays before. So, again, it's clearly something the lads have organised on the field. And he did a lot of good, both of them, Danny and Matty, come up with some really smart kicks, even though we don't have scrums anymore. It just took the pace out of the game at the right time. And I thought they controlled that really well. And again, it's an experience thing, isn't it? They're experienced players, but we're still an inexperienced group. So being in these games and learning to manage them the right ways, you know, that was clear to see yesterday, which was a pleasing thing as well.
Clearly, you've picked up some form over the past couple of months. Is there a turning point in your mind as to when things change this season? Because it does feel like it's much more of a team now, whereas perhaps in the early weeks of the season, it was a bit scratchy, whereas it does feel like there's a proper team and a proper unit there now.
It's to identify an actual turning point is difficult, because I think when we spoke in the past and a lot of stuff I've said, I've always maintained that we're a club that's in progress and we're slowly building towards where we want to be. So the first part of the season wasn't good enough. We know that. But there was little parts in the start of the season that were there but weren't jumping out. It's because the other parts were so, well, nowhere near. So it's been a slow burner. But then also you have to experience it and get through it to realize that it works as well. It's all good saying things and all that type of thing. You have to get in the game and then see that it works. And I think the Toulouse game was a big marker for us, because I thought internally we spoke a fair bit about it after the game and what we didn't really do and what we could have done. And that was an important lesson for us. And there was the previous games before that which weren't good enough, but there was some key things in the Toulouse game that we identified as a group. And to be fair, the players have been excellent. I think they've taken a lot of ownership of where we've got to. So, I mean, they've got to take a huge amount of credit, because they're the ones that have to do it on the field. It's all good us saying it off the field and what needs to be fixed. They've got to want to do it and they've got to realise it themselves. So not so much a specific turning point. I think it's been a collective group thing that's got us. I mean, we're still not where we need to be, but we're building, aren't we, which is important.
I know we had a little bit of a chat, didn't we, pre-season about the Yorkshire situation, and you must be pretty happy with it. I know it was a defeat at Featherstone, but certainly them last two Yorkshire away games have been a massive step up from what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, and as we spoke, and everyone knows, it's not rocket science. You've got to go to these places, whether they're good teams or so-called teams at the bottom. It's tough to win in Yorkshire, so you've got to go with a different mindset. And sometimes it is just about winning the game. It's not so much about playing the certain style that you play and putting that together, because you just got to win sometimes in these places. And yesterday was a little bit like that. You know, we've got, we're obviously a really good attacking team, but it wasn't for that yesterday. It was about grinding out a win and adapting to the style of play we needed to do, which we did. And a little bit in the Featherston game, we obviously were a little bit, you know, we didn't start the game well, but we nearly got ourselves back into the game, which showed a little bit about us again. So that's the pleasing thing as well, because we're starting to adapt to situations and realise sometimes what you have to do to win a game in these places. So, that, I mean, it's a pleasing thing, because there is that hoodoo over us in there, the Widnes club, but it's only one game as well. So, I'm not running around doing cartwheels either. I know that's just like today, we're looking at Halifax. So we're not where we need to be, but it's a pleasing step.
And personnel-wise, do you see Matty Smith ever returning back to the halves, or do you see him always being a loose forward? I know he sort of still plays there a little bit, doesn't he, the way you set the team up, but that's given you some flexibility with the team this season since he's moved there.
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question, if he's going to return to his position he's played most of his career. At the moment, it works for us. It was done not out of necessity, it was done because we thought it'd help us, but it was before. But now that obviously our lack of middles and injuries, it's helped us that way as well. And in all honesty, it's all right, all of us coming up with these plans of how it works, but the kid has to want to do it as well. And the way he has and his attitude towards it, I can't speak highly enough, because we're talking about a guy that's won everything at club level and has every right to come in and knock on my door and say, this isn't for me, because I've spent my career as a halfback, and he's not once done that. He's the complete opposite, which also, you know, spreads across the team, because we've got someone like that that's willing to put his hand up and say, no, I'm doing what's right for the team. The sacrifice myself is, it just shows the group. So, yeah, I'm not sure he'll go back there, but I wouldn't say never either, because you just never know.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's interesting to hear you say it like that, because it does seem like he's become infused by the work, because I suppose that was the fear, isn't it, defensively, when you put a halfback in the forwards or whatever. But he almost seems to have relished that, almost getting his hands dirty in defence.
Well, that's just him, isn't it? There's going to be parts in the game, and we can see that he's going to suffer, but that's playing in the middle. Even people that have played in the middle their whole career, they suffer in there. So it is the type of group we've got. He's willing to do it because he knows it's better for the team. And if he's got to suffer a little bit more, then he has to do that. But that's spreading across everyone. Every week I've got people saying, put me there, because they know the situation we're in. So they just say, well, I'll play wherever you want me to. If that's going to work, that's how we do it. So in a strange way, it's helped us what's happened. But, you know, I can't credit him and the team for enough for that, because, like I say, he's got every right to knock on my door and say, this isn't for me, but he's just not that type of person.
How pleased have you been with Adam Lawton, and especially in the last 2 months, he's just kicked on to probably the level that everyone sort of knew he had the potential to be at?
Yeah, I'm really pleased. It's probably not so much pleased what everyone else is seeing. Like his try scoring's there, and he can hit a liner. It's just the things that he's working with, you know, in the other parts that we know he needs to be better at. And we spend a lot of time together, myself and him, and the boys helping with that. He's clearly working on the other aspects of his game, because, and I've known him for a long time, when he's in this type of place, he's a good footballer. But all these little things are helping him at the moment, and he looks like he's enjoying where he is. And I think one thing that's certainly getting missed in all of this is Joey Lyons. I think Adam Lawton scoring these tries, but some of the plays that Joey Lyons coming up with are really good. He's making the right decisions more than he's the wrong ones. And he's going under the radar a little bit at the moment, Joey, with how he's playing. And Adam's getting all the plaudits, which is rightly so, because he's playing well. But I think Joey Lyons has got to take a huge amount of credit in that, because it's easy for us to say they're great tries from Adam, but Joey's doing a lot of good work around that as well, which is pleasing as well, because Joey's come a long way. He's still a young kid, and he's really holding that position down, which makes what we spoke about before, that with Matty Smith going to 13, it makes it a little bit easier to do that and keep him there when Joey's playing so well.
And do you think they're growing in confidence a little bit, because they're getting targeted down that side, aren't they? But you know, like Lawton in particular, he's getting targeted. You've got three or four men on him, but they're still coming up with the goods. You know, they're still breaking the line, they're still creating opportunities. And I suppose when you're being targeted, but then you're still coming out and winning and coming out on top, that must build confidence for him on that side.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it will do that. They're still got a lot of work to do in certain areas, and they are going to get targeted for different reasons. But that's, you know, we target certain individuals as well, but you've got to break them down and get through that as well. So, I mean, they're also on the other side of the field where most teams like playing to their left. So the right side of a team is going to get targeted, well, a lot more than the other side, depending on how you play. So, yeah, I mean, they are. Well, Joey's helping that as well. I think Joey defensively at the moment has been really good. Again, he doesn't get a lot of credit for that side of the game, but I think he's really helping Adam out in both sides of the ball, which is pleasing.
He's probably a good example of, like, say, the attitude that you said about players putting their hands up. Because, you know, even during the game, you see him going into the middle sometimes to help out. And you don't always necessarily get that with halfbacks, do you?
No, and again, that's going back to when we're talking about turning points. There's a lot of people within the club and on the field that are doing stuff that's outside of their specific job role, that you could say. And Joey's one of them. If you watch the game closely, most line breaks and try scoring opportunities from the other team, Joey Lyon's in the picture, whether it is on the other side of the field. That's what he's good at. So, again, yeah, it is a little things like that that help, and it spreads across the team because it's important and the lads know how important he is to us.
Jake Spedding's been out for the last few games, but he was brilliant against Featherstone. I thought, is he out for a while, or what's the situation with him?
No, I don't think he'll be right this week, but he shouldn't be too far away, a couple of weeks maybe. So it might possibly this week, but probably unlikely because he's got a bit of strength issue with his arm, the injury that he's come back. So I'm not sure he'll be right this week.
I suppose you're more. I know you don't want anyone to be injured, but I guess you're better for covering the centres and on the wing than you are if a forward goes down, I suppose.
Well, we were until, I mean, Joe Edge he's been struck down with COVID, so we tend, that's the way the season's gone for us. We look like we're comfortably in one position, then all of a sudden we get a load of injuries in that position, and then we're having to find people that can you play in this position. It's just the way this season's gone, and I mean, you know, I got asked yesterday if we had some bodies back. We probably will, but come Wednesday, we've probably lost a couple more because that's just the way it is. So, yeah, I mean, I don't really want to lose any in any position at the moment, if I'm honest.
Obviously, it must have been a bit of a blow for Brad O'Neill to be recalled. I guess maybe you saw that on the horizon. Do you see him coming back at all, or do you think that's gone now?
I don't know, to be honest. I know the market at the moment is insane. I completely understand why, because the Super League and the internationals and the two games they've got coming up, I don't think it's been managed particularly well from the onset, but I understand Super League's stance on it, or the coach's stance anyway. And I don't know the answer to that, because at the moment, a lot of people will be nervous about what's next for Super League, and understandably so. It's just a very delicate position at the moment, the market. And I wouldn't imagine anything would happen in the next 2 weeks anyway.
Yeah, and it's interesting because I know, like, York is a good example there, a team that seems to be pulling in loan players every week, but clearly it's not working for them because they're not getting the results. And it must be difficult, you know, to bring in players thinking that you might only have them for 2 weeks. It's not good for the team environment either, is it, necessarily?
No, and we've spoke previously about this, haven't we, trying to find the right individual that could come in for that two-week blast or whatever, block, and then not have a knock-on effect to the team harmony and all these things. So it is a real fine balance with trying to get it right, with also the necessity of putting out a 17 that can win a game as well. So it's difficult, but it's difficult all around. I don't think any club, I think we're all suffering from it. I know Bradford were chasing a halfback for 2 weeks and didn't quite get over the line. We're all in the same boat in different positions or different circumstances. So it is challenging, to be fair. I think all coaches would say the same. I think it's been a really challenging year and trying to piece that together. There's a lot of time spent on that instead of away from where you would normally dictate a lot of your time too. So it is difficult in that way.
You're missing Shane and Owen Farmer for missing with eight. Was that an isolation thing? Was that why they were missing?
Shane was in work, so he's obviously on different shift patterns. He moves his work around to try and get different games, but he's lost out on some of his favours from previous games. So he missed through work. He'll be back this week. Owen Farmworth could be back this week, more than likely back next week. So we're in a decent place considering, you know, I know we only played with 15 on the weekend, but it is like a jigsaw puzzle. We're trying to manage people through, and then we know what people might be coming back. But yeah, at the moment, we're not in a bad place, even though we only play with 15. We've got hopefully some bodies coming back that will strengthen us over the next couple of weeks.
Is Callum O'Neill and Connor Dwyer, are they part of that? Where are they up to?
At the moment, they won't be with us for the not too distant future. They've still got some other things they're trying to sort out.
And then Logan, I guess, has he made any progress with the rehab? Or
Logan, he started running. Now, this is the main part of where he's going to be at. This, he started his running. He's running more than he has before. Then we just got to take it, week by week and see what setbacks. He's probably still 10 weeks off, I would imagine.
So is he back around the team, or is he still sort of working individually?
He comes in twice a week, once a week, and then he'll train like when the lads are finished, because then he gets to spend more one-on-one time with the physio instead of it being, dealing with the players that we got. But then he comes in at night and does all this stuff. So, I mean, he's progressing, which is a plus.
And so he's still, you know, very much part of the plans for moving forward. I think he's on contract for next year, isn't he? And you've started started handing out a few contracts as well, which must be good for that planning for next season as well.
Yeah, and I mean, that's the two we've handed out so far. One's on a 3-year deal, one's on a 2, which is pleasing, because I think that's what we're trying to slowly build here. Some structures in place and looking forward, not just beyond year after year, because the club's in a really good place in terms of finance and what we're trying to do. And then we just got to make sure our recruitment and what we do around that within our squad and also from outside the squad is looking after the future, but also building a really good squad. So yeah, that was a pleasing one this week with Danny. So, cause clearly on the field, he's a good player. He was excellent again yesterday, and we still think he's got quite a few years left in him, which is important.
Do you expect most of the squad to stick around? Is that what you're hoping happens?
Yeah, I would imagine the majority would. We're starting to speak to our own squad now within, and then we'll also look, but we're always looking outside as well. So I would imagine there won't be a huge turnover.
And is that, are you involved in that process of identifying new players? I mean, is that anything you've talked about yet, or is that something that you have to wait for the fallout from Super League to happen first?
Oh no, we've myself and the assistant Ryan and we sit down with Phil Finney quite a bit, and we'll piece together what that looks like and how we want it to look, and that's been ongoing for a while now. So you know, we've got certain how we want the team to look going forward and individuals that can help that, certainly within and possibly outside. So that's ongoing, that, you know, that's myself, like I say, Phil and Ryan, we've been on that for a while.